What's going on? I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to Candace Owens' thoughts on the person that everybody loves to hate, Andrew Tate. But before we get into that, let's give you a word from Dizzle.
It's that turn, that lick, that slap. And it's that one, that egg bite talking about Dizzle new drink. They like, that's that turn, that lick, that slap. And it's that one, that everybody talking about Dizzle new drink. They like.
They like, you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. Click on one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. And if you're located in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, or Arkansas, below that is locations in those states as well. And the Dizzle Brand merch, which is available on DizzleBrand.com. Go to store or go to Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. That's Etsy.com/shop/Dizzle Brand. We got the t-shirts, they got the hats, they got the hoodies, and all types of goodies. Let's get into it. The beautiful Candace Owens, who I think is extremely attractive, and her views on the person everybody loves to hate, Andrew Tate.
For me to answer some of your questions. Let's get right into it. First question is, what are your thoughts on Andrew Tate? Okay, so Andrew Tate, if you guys are listening and you don't know who he is, I guess describe him as an online personality that is a part of the manosphere. What am I talking
manosphere.
About when I say the manosphere? There are, I guess, sort of some public figures that have arisen that really kind of impress upon manhood, sometimes in a more extreme way. You can think about Andrew Tate, someone who is also followed and adored by a lot of men, is Dan Bilzerian, who sort of lives this lifestyle, the rich and the famous, and is constantly surrounded by women. Notoriously, there was also Kevin Samuels, who spoke directly
rest
to men.
Peace
he had
to
a
Kevin
male-dominated
Samuels.
Audience. He was a commentator who was really, really hated by black women. He was also black, but because he sort of spoke to, you know, what it means to be a man. And so I want to sort of introduce this video compilation of Andrew Tate just so you can get an idea of who exactly it is that we are talking about. Take a listen.
If I were to get on a plane and I were to, that plane was to fly into the eye of a hurricane and there was a 50% chance of it crashing, I'd want a male pilot because I think that males are under stress and under pressure. I think they're less likely to get emotional in a life or death situation. That's why they make better soldiers. That doesn't mean that doesn't make me misogynist. That doesn't make me sexist. That's just true. Women are better at other things than men. And I'll sit here and say women are better at X, but I will say that men are better at Y. I'm not going to sit and pretend that we're all the same. We're not. Under pressure, when your life is on the line, anyone who's honest would want a male pilot in said situation. You would not want a female pilot.
And you know what? I totally agree with that. Ever since I heard him break this analogy, you know, you hear this idea that women don't need men. Well, that's the case. Then we don't need to send men to war. We can just send women to war because they don't need us. They can do everything themselves 100%. They can defend themselves. They can go to war. They can do all the policing in America while they're at it, too, because they don't need men. Let's keep it moving.
Extremely versed in CPR. I do know how to administer CPR. However, I will not administer CPR unless you're a hot female. This is the reality. If you're some fat dude and you just had a heart attack and I don't really know you, you're going to die. I mean, if you're a really good friend, no, not even if you're a friend. You better, if you're my friend, you just can't be a I had a heart attack. Get the fuck up. What's wrong with you? Go to hospital later. Have a drink. Cigarette. Cup of coffee. Get back in the game.
I don't. 40 fan. I don't know if I agree with that analogy. Like, if it's one of my closest friends and they need mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, I wouldn't look at it as being gay. That's the thing. Like, if you're not doing it in a physical attraction or emotional, mental attraction way, you know, I would look at it more as saving a life. Now, complete strangers, nah, man. I'm not playing Superman, a hero, to complete strangers. But a close friend, male friend, and that's only if I know, like, how the hell would I even know that he needs mouth-to-mouth resuscitation? Unless they couldn't breathe, basically. But, you know, you don't know if they're having a heart attack or stroke or whatever. But I disagree with them on that. Like, I don't think it's considered gay just because you give a male friend mouth-to-mouth resuscitation that possibly can't breathe or something of that nature. Now, a complete stranger or something, I still don't think it's gay, you know. You got to take an account of intent.
Heart attacks near me, little so none of my friends would even have those kind of problems because I don't roll with fucking little bitches. But if you're some dude I don't know and you need CPR and everyone's looking at me, who knows CPR? Well, me. Help him. No. Why? Because I ain't gay.
What would you do if?
Yeah, I disagree with that.
Start an OnlyFans.
I don't think there's anything intrinsically wrong with women doing OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. As long as I had influence and control over it.
What do you mean? Doing a bit of photographer and get the angles, yeah?
No. I'm not doing any real work, but just like taking all the money. If my chick said, I want to do OnlyFans, I'm like, all right, then cool, go do it. How much you made? 10 grand? All right, give me 8. All right, cool. All right.
Why would, what woman is going to give you 8 grand?
You're my woman, you're doing OnlyFans, you're selling my product. What the
your product?
Yes, correct. Women, not next question.
No. See, I don't know
if I don't disagree with
totally
that. I mean, I disagree. I do disagree with that analogy.
That's disrespectful.
What woman is ever going to give you that?
Then she better not do OnlyFans. Duh.
I say things that they know are true and that they agree with, but I say it in a way that angers them emotionally and they get caught up in their brain because they're saying, he's saying the truth, but I'm pissed off by how he's saying it. So I want to argue with him, but he's right. So instead of saying men are physically stronger than women, I'll say females are weak. Females are weak. Well, females are weak. Females are weak. Men are strong. Females are weak. No, but females. But I'm right. And he knows I'm right. But he's mad now. And so is she. And they sit there and you'll happen on Dave Portnoy. You end up having a whole group of people sitting there trying to argue. Well, some women are strong like men, trying to argue the fact that women are as strong as men physically because I've emotionally controlled them all and upset them all.
So you get it. And if you're listening and not watching, he's always wearing sunglasses. He's embodying a character and he has developed in response a legion of fans that support him. So my thoughts on him getting banned is that it's ridiculous. You can disagree with some of his ideas, right?
I agree
that if your girl has an OnlyFans account, as he once said, that you should be entitled to 80% of it because your woman is your property? No, I don't agree with that.
I would host him
and I would debate him on that. I'm not offended by him even saying it. I think it's stupid and I would debate him any day of the week on that because I think it's not even productive to society. But why is he getting banned for this? What is he really getting banned for? You don't get banned for bad ideas, but you do get banned for ideas that are against the wave of the leftist narrative.
And that's the thing. Like, you're not supposed to get banned for bad ideas. But like she said, you're getting banned for ideas that go against the grain of the far left. Excuse me. Like that anything that they deem unfit that goes against what they view and their ideologies and their opinions because they're not going off of facts, I can tell you that much. Yeah, it's basically what they try to ban and censor and cancel.
The fact that we have people and individuals that are on TikTok, right? What's worse, TikTok advocating for minor attracted persons, advocating for pedophilia, trying to put a ribbon on pedophilia, right? Pretending that it's just
trying
a sexual preference, as if you're lesbian or gay. Yeah, I'm into children. That's the stuff that you can find online.
I've been saying this. I've been saying this ever since this whole transgender rabbit hole was opened up, that once you normalize that men can identify as women and women can identify as men, then you're giving room for pedophiles to try to normalize their sexual deviance, their sick, sadistic thoughts and actions and whatnot. And that's the thing. Men can only identify as women, and women can only identify as men. They will never actually be that. They will still always be what they were biologically born as. Let's keep it moving.
Actually, you can find professors that are talking about that, that are trying to introduce these concepts. What's worse? People that are advocating for the castration of our children, teaching children that they can pick their gender and that they should want and aspire to go on puberty blockers, which we know causes irreparable harm to their bodies. People that will grow up and they will actually not be able to have normal sexual functions. People that grow up to be asexual because they thought they could just press pause on their puberty because that's what they learned online, and a bunch of celebrities got in line and said, that's great, the trans agenda. What's worse, these celebrities that are advocating for the harm of our children through all of these various means, or a guy that's a part of a manosphere that's clearly playing a part? I'll also say this, why do these people get so many followers? Why does Andrew Tate get so many followers? Why does Dan Bilzerian, why do Dave Portnoy, now these people are different, but why do they inspire so many men to want to get behind them? Well, maybe it's because we are living in a society that keeps trying to force the other extreme. These men are hungry for leadership. They want to be told that it's okay to be a man, right? Because everything around them, look at the media. Oh, toxic masculinity. Oh, you're a bad person if you don't have your tail in between your legs. Oh, the woman should act like men and the men should act like women, right?
And I got to be the worst of them all because I'm a self-employed, single, straight, white male. I got to be the number one evil domestic terrorist on their list. That's for sure.
Men should apologize for being men. That is the message that is coming from the mainstream
media.
Not
happening here.
And so, of course, these men are looking for something.
Wait, so you want me to apologize for being a man? Can I do it? I'm not going to be able to do it.
Something else. Like, give me anything else. Give me somebody that at least says it's okay to be a man, and these men do it. They say, it's cool. I like hot chicks. And guys go, yeah, awesome. At least we said it. Stop trying to tell men that they have to like fat people, right? You have to like Lizzo. If you don't think that Lizzo is hot sauce, then you're problematic, right?
You're fatophobic.
That's the message that they're getting. So then someone gets on a platform and they say water is wet. They say hot chicks are hot. And these men celebrate as they should because they need to stop hearing these ridiculously toxic ideas and stop being led to believe that there's no place for them in our society. I'll wrap this portion by saying this. There is no society that can survive without strong men. So this is the natural response to a society that is impressing upon male weakness. You're going to get the other extreme.
And you know what? She's totally right. I'm not even going to get into the pro Kanye one, but she's totally right. Like, this attack on men is crazy. And it's just like I said earlier. If women don't need men like they say, then women can be all the cops. Let them go fight all the wars. And let's see how long our country lasts. Let's see how long our country lasts. Won't last a week. It won't last a week. Somebody evade and just conquer. Just that quick. Yeah, I agree with pretty much almost everything Candace Owens said there. I didn't agree with a couple of things Andrew Tate was saying. Like, you know, first of all, like, if you're going to be with a chick that is making money, making a living off OnlyFans, then I don't know what to tell you. You know, I don't know what to tell you about that one. So, once again, thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast.